This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. Senate Democrats have a new bill to legalize cannabis nationwide. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer called it the best framework for updating federal cannabis laws and reversing decades of harm. The bill would remove cannabis from the Controlled Substances Act, have rules to prevent impaired driving and youth access, and expunge federal records for people with nonviolent cannabis convictions.
If this is working in all the states, why not let people use it? We need to change the lack of freedom and fairness.
But the Republican Senate leader has long opposed cannabis legalization efforts. Still, Democrat Schumer hopes to pass a bill this year. It means Colorado Representative Ed Perlmutter's bill to allow cannabis companies access to financial services will continue to sit in the Senate while Schumer negotiates the legalization bill. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
A man who helped revitalize historically black neighborhoods in Colorado Springs and Denver died this week. Carl Bourgeois was born in Colorado Springs, but contributed a lot to Denver's Five Points, says former Mayor Wellington Webb.
He gave back to the community before it was ever popular. Carl was one of the first to say, I'm going to develop these properties, I'm going to buy these properties, and I'm going to keep them here for the community as a whole. So it maintains black ownership.
Bourgeois was 71, and Webb says a few years ago, he turned his focus back to Colorado Springs to develop the area where he grew up.
Future generations in Colorado Springs specific will say, Carl Bourgeois saying this from the wrecking ball for not only his children's generation, but also future generations to come.
The Denver Post reports no memorial service is planned per Bourgeois' wishes. Another hot day across the state. Denver and Grand Junction have heat advisories in effect with highs around 100. Colorado Springs will see mid-90s. This is CPR News and KRCC.